Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp to my feet, a light to my path. His word will hide my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the saints as people in the heavens. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all. All right. Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
All right. So, do pray for Brother Hattie. He wasn't feeling good and went home. Sister Debbie, her and her little granddaughter got up this morning, got ready for the church, and realized they forgot to leave the car seat. So she wasn't able to be here. So do pray for Debbie. All right. Prayer list. Caleb Morgan, Dean Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Denise Bubb, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jolene Strauss, Gladys Key, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Joanne, Bella Shannon, Taggett Family, Rusty Hill, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Killian, Saul, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nation, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, William and Susan Reinhart, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Leslie Cornell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Drake, Rosa Phillips, Maddie, sometimes it's hard to read my own writing, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Richard Kirkland, Jesse Siegman, Kim Siegman, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hill. Let me back up to Preacher Danny Black just for a minute. Preacher had been going and visiting him. He was in the Bryan Center over on, I guess that would be Preacher One Business over in Lincoln. And they have moved him back up to Black Mountain, so it's going to be kind of hard for Hattie to go up there and see him unless he's going up to the mountains anyway. But do pray for Preacher Danny Black. Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Lohman, Sherry's dad and sister and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann and family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potty, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and family, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, Jane Schrantz, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, and Hanlon Henson, and Jimmy and Jill Young. So remember all those. Is there anything that needs to be added to the way from the list?
Yeah, if you would add Bob Winstead.
Bob Winstead. He lost his wife this past week. Do you remember him? That would be Randy's brother. Anyone else? Okay, has anybody got anything on their heart this morning before we're done praying?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving, thanking Him for every single blessing He gave to us, thanking Him for taking care of me and loving me the way He does. Just pray for my family.
Amen. I thank you for saving me from the blessing and for letting us be able to have a place to go and let me be here tonight.
Amen.
Well, I thank him for letting me be him, saving him, saying him for letting me get 35 years in that week.
35 years with the budget making, all right.
Yeah, they're going to reward me next week.
They're going to reward what?
Reward me, give me my money.
Oh.
They will give me $3,500.
All right. $100 for every year.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. And I've already kind of expressed you and Christy. Thank you for the way He brought Phyllis through her stroke. Because it sure didn't look good for a while. But he took what was bad and still touched her and helped her. And for what He's done for me, my back has been out of sorts for about a week now. But I'm feeling much better this morning. And just thank you for all He's done. Keep us in your prayers, we ask, in our families this week.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Break out the arm and hammer. All right. Okay, all I can, we'll just come and pray and we'll sing a few songs and gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, today for this beautiful day that you give us to come here to your house to worship. Lord, we just pray and thank you for this place that you've given us. And Lord, we pray this morning for each one of these folks that's on our prayer list. Lord, you know why each name is on that list and what they need. God, we pray, Lord, for these folks. Many of these folks we don't know personally. Some we do, some we don't. But Lord, we do pray and ask you that you will help them, Lord, in whatever way they need help. And God, we thank you this morning for the visitors. Lord, we just pray, God, you just bless them for them coming this morning. And God, pray for Preacher Hag, who had to leave. He was feeling kind of under the weather. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'd help him. Lord, you know the situation there, and Lord, just pray, God, that you will help him. And God, will pray, Lord, for this little church, these people that's here. Lord, there's some here, some missing. Lord, we just pray, God, for all. Lord, we just pray your blessings upon our church, that, Lord, that we can be a help to someone. And God, we just pray, Lord, that the sheep would be fed before they left you leave here today. God, we pray that you help us as we stand. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen.
Thank you.
77.
Sweet is the song I sang it today. I'm redeemed, troubles and sorrows have vanished away. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, my Lord divine, glory.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. I might thank the Lord for letting me be in his house this morning.
Thank you.
He's all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He always there to hear my prayer. He's done up for him. In all my need, he will supply my thirsty soul and satisfy. Because he is the Lord all of us, he's all we need. He come for me when I worry. He see every pain. Feel my deepest lonely, down and down again. He's my soul, inspiration, my heart. Concentrations, he's my everything. He's all I need. He's all I need.
Oh, bitch.
Back, Miss Bay.
Do it again.
Speaking of yesterday.
Yeah, right now, yes.
Oh, my daughter.
Preacher, I miss you.
See?
Good to see you, good to have you out here.
Betty had brought to my attention that when we took Caleb on as a missionary, we did give him the support that we give everybody else. So we're going to up his to what everybody else it is. Betty, how about catching him up on the next one?
Okay.
Give him that extra to...
Okay, but just because the second payment, I did it right. It was just the first one.
Yeah. On the third one, you know, catch him up on that first
okay.
one. Okay. I think it would be fair. All right. Okay. I seen this from Jacob Reed. Nathan Reed, one of our missionaries from Romania, he's in. His dad is sick. And he's come in to visit with his dad. So pray for that family. All right. Be back into Matthew chapter 7. start this in Sunday school, I'm gonna probably get, I don't know if we'll have to come back tonight or later on, but we'll see where we're at, but, we're gonna pick back up in verse 21, 7:21 of Matthew. Brother CJ, can you pray for us?
Thank you, Lord, for the weekend's word again. Yep. I have to go to take the right word to God.
Amen. All right, you may be seated. I'm going to kind of catch you up where we was at from this morning. You know, the first part of it there is about judging. And sometimes, you know, folks get mixed up on judging. You know, the Bible tells us here plainly in these first two verses, you know, about judging, about how we shouldn't judge others. But, you know, folks, there's a difference between judging and knowing when something is wrong.
Yes.
When you know, when the, I mean, especially when you got the Word of God to back up what you're saying is wrong, you're not judging that person. You're just taking what the Word of God says. And it's not you doing the judgment. It's God doing the judgment.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain things that goes on in the world today that everybody is, you know, they're kind of saying, well, it's okay. Or God said it because I'm that way or whatever. I'm okay. Folks, if God says that it's wrong, it's wrong. Yeah. And God is not going to change his mind.
No.
And just because, you know, we as Christians are willing to love you enough to tell you that it's wrong, that don't mean that we're judging you or we're condemning you. It's not our judging. It's not my responsibility as a Christian to judge or condemn anyone. It's my job as a pastor to tell you what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Then we, you know, go down to the part of about 15 where it's talking about the false prophets. Folks, we are living in a day of false prophets.
Yeah.
They're taking the very Word of God and changing it into a lie.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the like it says here, you know, it's like a wolf putting on, you know, a wolf putting on sheep's clothing and coming into the herd. What's he there for? To seek out and to destroy. He's not there because he's this nice little lamb. Like I told you this morning in the Sunday school church, it doesn't matter if it's a church, if it's a family, if it's an organization, if it's friends, whatever. If the devil could get in and seek to destroy, he will. He gets that big toe lodged in that door. That's it.
Yep.
He's coming. And it's not the only thing that's going to keep him through, from coming through that door is the grace of God.
Amen.
Plus, we need to pray and ask God for our church.
Amen.
To keep the devil out. To keep him from destroying what we got. I know we're just a little flock. We're just a little small church and a big old building. But what we got here, church, is special. We love one another.
Amen.
We respect one another. We do anything we can to help one another. The devil don't like that. He don't want us to see it. He don't want to see us loving one another. His job is to seek out and destroy and to spread the flock. To scatter them. That's what he's after. But I want to get down to 21. Now, if you got a red edition, lettered edition Bible, you know that he's going to speak in here. This is Jesus.
Yeah.
This ain't a prophet. It ain't, you know, it ain't Paul or you know, Matthew or Mark or Luke or John. This is Jesus speaking. This is his words that they written down. And it says this, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Folks, the word Christian is used loosely. Very loosely. If you go stand out here on the street and ask people how many of us are Christians, about everybody you talk to is going to be one.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not judging. I'm just stating what Jesus said. Not everybody that says they all are. And I'm not here to try to get you to this morning to doubt your salvation. That ain't what it's about. This is a warning from Jesus saying, careful. To be careful. Because the devil, like I said, if he can get that foot in that door, next Sunday this place will be empty. And that's what he wants. Yeah. But he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven, that's the ones that's going to make it into the kingdom of heaven, the ones doing God's will. And I want to tell you something this morning, church. I want to do God's will. I'm going to reread that whole verse over in a turn. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Folks, how many of you is in here this morning want to please God?
Yeah.
We all do. And I'm sure there's many that's watching on one of these two cameras that are out there listening. They want to please God. I want to please God.
Yep.
You know, I always, as a youngster, I thought it was important for my mom and dad to look at me, and you know, I know the word proud is kind of the wrong word, but it's the only word I can say. You know, they would be proud of what I turn out to be and where I stand and what I do. Because I love them and I want them to have that relationship with my mom and dad, even though they've gone on.
Yeah.
I want that same relationship with God. I want a relationship with him where, you know, when it comes to that day, I am standing there before him, even as all the works that I've done is, you know, not really all that great in his eyes. But, you know, it is. But you know what I mean. Not boasting or being proud. I'm just saying that when I stand there before him, I'm looking to hear those words. Enter in, my good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Those are words that I am longing to hear. That you done a good job, my child. You stood no matter what. And like I told you this morning, church, today I am standing in a hard spot. There's something happened this week that just kind of blew my mind. But you know what? I'm going to put my faith in God. I'm going to trust Him. And I'm going to go where He leadeth me in this situation.
Amen. Yep.
Because I love Him and I want Him. So, I mean, he does love me. He loved me when I was a sinner, dying one to hell.
Yes.
He loved me when he was on the cross, bleeding and dying. He loved me.
Amen.
But folks, there's nothing wrong with wanting to please God.
Amen.
And do his will. And be that good and faithful servant. And folks, I'm going to tell you something this morning. It's not wrong standing on what God's Word says.
Uh-huh.
Even though everybody else is looking at you in a way that you're wrong. If God's right and I'm sticking with Him, I'm on the right side.
Amen.
No matter what. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils. In thy name done many wonderful works. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Our works is not what gets us there. I don't work to be saved. I work because I am saved. Because I believe in Him.
Amen.
And I'm going to be honest with you. For some of you that might not really know me that well. I use myself as an example because I don't really want to use someone else. I know me better than even. I'm not talking about how good I am or what I am. I use myself as the example. Rather be bad, good, bad, or ugly. You know, it's just like this morning in Sunday school, that part on 3 and 4 where it was talking about the, you know, you got to pull the beam from your eye before you can get the mite out of your brother's eye. I have faults, many of them. And I pray and ask God to help me with them faults. Not perfect. And it ain't about me. It's about my Lord.
Amen.
I love Him. But you know, they're talking about all these works that they've done, how they cast out devils and all of this. Man, there's been sorcerers doing all that kind of stuff all these years. I mean, let's go back to Egypt. You remember how they threw the sticks down on the ground and they became snakes? Well, the sorcerers were doing the same thing. That Aaron and Moses was doing. You know, they have those powers that come from, I'm going to say, evil. I mean, we don't really open our eyes and see to it these days. But, you know, if I throw a stick down on the ground and it comes a snake, somebody's going to carry me off up and board me. But, you know, the fact remains, church, that no matter what in life, we stick with God. These people are going to do what they do. They're going to claim these words. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's going to be verse 23. Yeah. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Their evil works. Folks, the things that's going on in this world today, in the end, it ain't going to stand. God's going to, He's going to put them in their place.
Yep.
They're not winning.
No.
They're just digging their hole deeper. And folks, us as Christians, glory to God, we need to stay on God's side.
Amen.
And, you know, He has saved us. We have chose Him. He is our God. He is our Savior.
Amen.
I can't leave Him. I'd rather leave the world than to leave my Savior.
Amen.
I'd rather turn my back on my friends and my relatives is to turn my back on my God. Amen?
Amen.
He saved me. Folks, I was going to hell.
Yeah.
I was going to burn. And He came to me one day and His Spirit showed me, Lord God, that I was lost.
Yeah.
That I didn't have what I thought I had. It was all counterfeit. But He made it right.
Amen.
He showed me. The Spirit showed me what to do to become a child of God. And I followed that. How can could I leave? How could I forsake? Someone has done so much for me.
Amen.
I can't. I don't care what the world believes. I don't care how they conduct themselves. I cannot and will not deny my Lord.
Amen.
God says it's wrong, and I'm sorry. And she can't say, I'm sorry that you can't see that he's right.
Amen.
And what he says is the truth. It don't matter what, you know, anyone says. You know, there is not a politician one, a lawmaker one, that can overrule the Word of God.
Amen.
And I'm glad that I have got a maker that loves me.
Amen.
Therefore, who shall ever hear these sayings of mine and do it them? I will like unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now listen to this. Now this is one of Jesus' parables. And it rained the sins, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. I want to be like that house that's built upon that rock. I want, no matter what storms of life comes in my life, I want to be able to stand that storm.
Amen.
And be there for him. Amen. And I pray to God that you have that same zeal.
Amen.
That no matter what happens in life, no matter what it is that the world, the devil, or all those out there that are following him, throw toward us. When the storm's over, there we are standing.
Amen.
We might be a little beaten. We might be a little bruised. And we might have our feelings hurt a little bit. But glory to God, we're still standing.
Amen.
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 That's the thing. I don't want to be like this second house. And everyone that hear these sayings of mine and do up them not shall be likened unto a fool. It says, foolish man. Now we know what a fool is, according to the Word of God. It is someone who denies the Lord God. Who denies God.
Yeah.
That's a fool. Which built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Folks, I don't want to fall. Folks, I know in my, you know, this old flesh, sometimes I feel like I'm useless as all get up.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I'm weak. But I realize my strength don't come from what I am. My strength comes from what he is and who he is and what he has given me. That's where my strength lies.
Amen.
I ain't got very much to cut off, but if he cut the hairs off the top of my head and shave this beard, I'll still be as weak as I was. It won't change nothing.
Amen.
It changed Samson, but it won't change me because that ain't where my strength lies.
Amen.
My strength lies in him.
Amen.
I am weak, but he is strong. Amen.
Amen.
And folks, in these days, as Christians, we need to come to the realization that we're nothing, but he is everything.
Amen.
If we're going to make it, it's because he is there giving us the strength and the grace to make it.
Yeah.
No, Brother Dennis said, talk about his back, I heard. Man, I tell you what, there's days when I come home from work, I feel like I have been laying out there and there at the gravel mine and him drop a big old rock on me. It's hard to move. But you know what? By God's grace, the next morning I'm up at it again. And it's only by His grace.
Yep, amen.
Not mine. Because I'm nothing. But with Him, I'm everything.
Amen.
And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at His doctrine. For He taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. Jesus does have the authority, folks.
Amen.
We don't have it. He is my master. He is my Lord. He is my brother. He is my Savior.
Amen.
He is my God.
Amen.
And you know, in Romans 10, it says, it tells us not to be ashamed. That as Christians, we shouldn't be ashamed of Him.
Amen.
And I'm not.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of my Lord. I'm not ashamed of my God.
Amen.
Because without Him, I am nothing. Mm-hmm. Without God, I would have never existed. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't have been a building here. There wouldn't even have been a... All that was seen. Look at those witnesses. All that you see, God spoke.
Oh,
it became.
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather stand with God and be a nobody is to stand with the world and be the most popular person there is.
Yeah. Amen.
So I'm just going to stick with God.
Mm-hmm. He is my Savior.
Amen. They have a problem, they have a problem. That's between them and God. I know where I stand and I know where I'm going to stay.
Yep.
No matter what. Amen.
Amen.
Folks, are you willing to stand even to the death? That's a hard thing. And folks, it's like I told you before. Oh, right now, there ain't nobody holding a gun on us and ain't nobody back there with a hand grenade ready to throw it in here. And it's easy to say, I'll stand. Yep. Look at Peter. Oh no, I will not deny you. And for the crop crowed, he denied him thrice.
Yep.
But look, Peter come back on the day of Pentecost and the wide.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Never say never. But I'm always going to put my faith and trust in the Lord and let Him guide me through the moment. Mm-hmm. It might not be the time for me to pour the sword out and cut off the Roman soldier's ear.
Yeah.
God knows all the time and the purposes and when. And folks, He'll let us know when to love and He'll let us know when to fight. Amen?
Yeah.
And stand. Has anybody got anything on your heart this morning? Brother Dennis, you want to dismiss us some prayer?
Dear Lord, we do come to you this morning thanking you, God, for this time we've had here. Lord, for the preaching of your word that we've heard, Lord, we do pray and ask you to touch and help each and every one of us, Lord. Stand when it seems like we can't stand, Lord, and just hold on to your hand when troubles arise, Lord. We know in this lifetime there's going to be troubles and trials. So Lord, we can depend on you. And Lord, we can look towards you. Lord, just help us all to do and act in a way that you'd be pleased with. Lord, gather everybody together this evening as you see fit to do. Bless Brother Joey, Lord, and his service and his efforts. And Lord, we do thank you for all that showed up today. And Lord, we just pray you touch and be with us. Help us to get home safely. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
All right. Service is tonight at 5 o'clock.
work a moment, but it's easy.
Okay. Okay.
But it's just a matter.
Where'd you travel from?
I just live in Mountain View.
Oh, Mountain View.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
You too. Bless you. I think I'm sorry, I don't sit here, but I don't have a sister name for you.
It worked.
I don't know which day, but I'm figuring it's gonna be Friday.
Okay, that's right. Everybody calls me. Crazy.
I appreciate it. And there, I look, and there is one more down there.
Okay, if not, I'll run.
Yes.
Great seeing you again.
I'm kinda a little bit past due, but on the moment.
One day at a time, we'll run.
I'm going to the sun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's well. I got the air on it, the air didn't come in.
Yeah.
I should've turned that.
Okay.
That's not who she used to be. But I know, hey, she's still alive, she's still alive.
So, we appreciate your privacy.
I was gonna tell you before too, like Joey, when he's reading the Bible, what he needs some, we need to get some more different glasses, different glasses. And plus, bless his heart, which that's what, there's a lot of words he don't, he can't.
I want, hey,
so,
I know
but
he's
But he misses it or he'll.
I think he does, so, but I've always thought he
I meant to tell you.
She hadn't smoked in 3 months.
Well, I've prayed at the Lord, called out the Lord, help me.
Yeah,
and I hadn't since 2010 when I had my kidney taken out. I let the Lord do it.
Well, they told her that they thought that might have been where they came from.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'm depending on things, we may not be back, but we might
okay.
see them.
Okay. okay. Oh, she doesn't, okay.
Yeah, if I can make it 5 more years, I get 5,000.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it ain't gonna happen.
Well,
oh, I, told
I can understand that too.
No, I will kind of get, yeah. I keep putting it off. I will kind of get it done first of the year. But my leg surgery, I might not get this one done. Because it sucked. It hit me up there for the first time this week.
It
hurt more.
This
leg there.
Yeah.
This one I limped on.
Yeah.
For about 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they say you're limping, it can mess your hip up. So yes, I didn't wonder my hip done made it mess up.
Yeah. Because it will.
When it hurts when you sit down. Now, if you feel it cut in, what bend? See.
Because it will. Cause it's. Well, like what you know.
Yeah.
You ain't made to do like that, so you've got to be. Yeah. So it's
amazing. But I got another friend called me and wanted to do my codocanoclin and upper GI.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was time for me. Hey, it ain't been 3 years yet. I left one again, he got me messed up and caught in somebody else.
My name.
Oh, they ain't got my name white anyway.
Yeah.
To be in that one more for years, I know. They got my
middle
name white.
Yeah. And you know what? How come? I mean, it's so funny. Because, well, it ain't funny, but one minute. You know what?
Yeah.
But because they'll do that. Because there's a lot of that stuff too. I carry it over and over and over. I'm like, do you know that? Got that? Put down somewhere.
I know, I told him, but I said, I only got my name right. They got, see, my full name is Quiffer J. Burns. They got Quiffer A. Burns.
Oh.
I found that wrong. I said, what got me down there? I want to know what the A
is. Now, I forgot, what is that, is it J, like it, or is it,
J.
What's your name?
Now I go by CZ.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, take off the microphone before you take it home.
But, well, we'll take it home too?
I took it home.
And yes, they took it home.
Yeah. What that doing on there? I'd probably do it the same way if I had something like that on me.
Yeah, I thought, oh, I better go get my stuff.
Yeah.
CJ.
Yeah.
You ain't going to go corral, are you?
What?
He's
like, oh, go, well, no, no.
No, but I better.
It might. You know what? It might be well if I get back up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be well if I get back. Because if I try to get my leg surgery, I could be going nowhere for a few months or longer.
Morning should have done been up. Oh, there it is. No? Matthew, part artist, okay. There was one person watched that one. There's 9 views on the one in Sunday school. Seven on the one for Sunday night. 41 on Sunday morning. 71 on Sunday school last week. 75 on that one.
Most of them, the same people from coming in on time or different ones?
It's mostly the same people.
Okay.
What it is people from other churches that watch me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You know, they go to other churches, but they watch us. It's like that man sitting back here, he's been watching them.
Dennis Evans?
Yeah.
I thought I recognized him. No,
he's been here.
Yeah, I remember him now. You know, he got well better then. And I think he heard a more black then.
Huh?
I think he heard a blacker then.
Oh,
man. Last time I see him, yeah.
Actually, it's Christian's cousin.
Yeah, she told me that. I knew right then who he was.
Oh, well, I need to put that light on.
Yeah, I got to get my puppet. So I'll let it there so I can talk to him before he takes off.
Sure, if it's going
right or not.
I'm still
here. Thank you. Drop my.